We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are starting six lines from the top, Amamar. We learned there are four things that Rabbi Yeshua says, there are four things that it's part of the Adam Chayv Din Mishmaim. One of them is pirates get up, Nebuchadnezzar is Chaveri, you knock on the fence, and the behavior goes out and gets hurt. Or you kaifiv kamasa shel chaver pnei atleka, you push the tefua in front of a fire. Asoich eid sheker, you hire false edim. And if you don't aid this for someone, you're not made it. And the Gemara already explained the first two, what's the case. The case by a kaisel was, it was a shaky kaisel, so you're not chayiv for the kaisel, and you're not chayiv for the behema, because there, it's shtikl grama, so you only chayiv the shemaim. Same thing by kamasa shel chaver, we said, the case was you put it in front of a fire that wasn't expected to come here because it was ruach sheni matzuya. Still, you chayiv din shemayim. And Rav Ashi said pshat and the ish was you made it into tamun, you covered it over. Omar Mar, the third case. Hasoicha edes sheker. It says if you hire false edim, you have to pay medina shemayim, not medina adam. Hey chidom, what's the case? Ilay melinafshe. If the case was you were trying to get money out of Reuven, so you hired two edim that Reuven owes you money, and you got it. It worked. The two edim worked. So you only chayv the shemayim. You took someone else's money. You got to give the money back. You have to give money back. You have money that's not yours. It's Reuven's money. You stole it. The case was we're talking about your friend's money, and you hire two edim to get money for your friend to get money for Shimon from Reuven, and kachav. So here you only chayv the shemayim. The question is, should I get the money back from Shimon? Who might see the money is stolen? Get the money back from Shimon. So Tosfos speaks about that. And Tosfos says, "Kigoyin she'ein lechavri ma'al shalim." Shimon has no money to pay. Or he ran away to Medina Yom. He ran away. Then the halach is, you are chayiv, at least, akaponim, Medina Shemayim. Now, Medina Yom, we chayiv Medina Shemayim, because you're the one who hired these edim. Zog to Gemara Vayta. So that's the third case. What are the fourth case? Vayadea edis lechaveiroi ve'ina meyid loy. You know edis to your friend, and you're not made for him. You don't say this for him. They also chayiv din shemayim. Break the maramaya skin. Ilim betray. If you're part of two edim, you another aid saw something. And you're not saying it. Pshita yichayiv din shemayim. Deraisa who? It's a deraisa. It says in the pasuk, "Lo yagid v'nosa avoyna." If you don't say this, there'll be a avera. Now let's just stop there. What's the maras kasha? We just say chayiv din adam there. It just says that you get a avera. We just say chayiv din adam and. What's more is kasha? You don't make chayv to pay money. So the Dvar Avram learns that we said yesterday that what does chayv yishmaim mean? There's two pshatim. One pshat means that yichayv ha'inish min hashemayim. The more is kasha is if you part away them, it's pashut that yichayv din hashemayim because at the raisa it says lo yagim v'nosa avoynoi. If you learn chayv yishmaim means you have to pay din hashemayim. It's a little shver. What the more is kasha is? That's what the Dvar Avram says. But if you learn that chayv yishmaim means the oynish, then tomorrow's kasha is, of course, you chayv yishmaim if you part way them. It's a pasuk. Im lo yagim v'nosa avoynoi. Actually, the case there is if you make a shvua, you're going to have to bring a carbon even. The case is al b'chad. The case was you're an eid echad, and you don't want to say eidus. And now, if you would have said eidus, you would have been able to help the guy, because when you say eidus, when you're an eid echad, you can make the other guy make a shvua. And maybe he wouldn't want to make a shvua l'sheker, and you would have got him money. Therefore, you chayv b'dei shemaim. So I'd count the four cases where we say Chayiv Yishmaim and part of the Adam. The four cases were, you knock down a wall and him goes out as Mazik, or you put the tool in front of a fire, or you hire Eid Sheker for your friend, we said it means, and the Eid is Chaveroi, where it means one Eid, where you're an Eid Echad, and you should have said Eidus in order to make the other guy make a Shua, and therefore help your friend win the case. For Eid Gemara of a Suleka, there's no other cases that part of the Adam Chayiv Yishmaim. Rabbi Yeshua says there's four things that you do it, you're part of the Adam Chayiv Yishmaim. Only those four cases, Suleka, Vayika, so there's a simon to remember these cases, Ha'isa, Besam, Vashliach, Chaver, Nishbar. There's more cases. One case is Ha'isa, Malacha, Mamei Chatos, or Paras Chatos. Let's say they made Paraduma water, and Paraduma water is very expensive. The Lach is, if you use that Paraduma water for something else, it disqualifies it from being tired of someone. So what do? You use it as a weight. You put paraduma water on one side of the scale, and you weighed a piece of meat on the other side of the scale. Loch is, you did malach with it, and it's possible now. The guy who did that, is he chayiv din shemayim or not? So he's some loch amei chatas of a paras chatas. Part of the odd v'chayiv din shemayim, or he did a malach with the paraduma itself. The loch is, you're part of the odd v'chayiv din shemayim. What's the reason? Because the hezek she'in a nicker. That's the reason. And therefore, you're part of the Adam, because Hezek Shaynik Elosh Me Hezek is only Chayv Yishmaim. So that's kasha number one. So that's not the case. But,
even though they
are not really owned by anybody, only Hezek? Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, it's still a Mazik. If you're Mazik, Hezek Shaynik Elosh, yeah. Vayika, Hashaleach Esa Be'ira V'yachar Yishavikot. No, let's keep the case. Vayika, Hanoisin Sam Amava Esafrei Behemis Chaveiroi. Let's say you put poison in front of your friend's behema. The loch is, you're part of the Adam, and the behema dies. You're part of the Adam, Chayv Yishmaim. Why are you part of the Adam? Because the behema shouldn't have eaten it. We had it before. We had the sugi before. They should, and therefore, you're not Chayv the Adam, but you are Chayv the Yishmaim. So it's another case they could have said that you're part of the Adam, Chayv the Yishmaim. It's more of a grammar. And a third case, Vayika, Hashaleach Esa Be'ira B'yachar Yishet V'katan. You send a fire in the hands of a Chayv Yishet V'katan. The loch is, you're part of the Adam, Chayv Yishmaim. Like we have learned a few times in Masechta, if you send a behemoth and you give it over to be watched by a cherishet v'katan, then you're chayev, because that's not cool watching it. But a fire, that's not a chasaron of watching it, because it still has to be brought out by the maisa of the cherishet v'katan. The maisa was not your maisa, it was their maisa, and therefore you are part of the other chayev v'shmaim. So that's another case. It's already the third case that Rabbi Shua could have said. And another case, va'ika ha'mavis is chaveiroi. If you scare your friend, and either means you blew a shofar into his ear, or other something else, which is not mamish a mice in his guf, but you made him deaf from that. The halacha is part of the adam chayv din shmaim. You're part of the adam chayv din shmaim. Again, another case where you see that you're part of the adam. Va'ika, in a fifth case, nishbar kadav shirabim. We had this machlokes in Parakamadiach. Let's say your jug falls down and it breaks from Shirabim, Loy Silka, and you didn't take it away. You could have took it away, but you didn't take it away. Not fall Gmoloi, if your camel collapsed, Lohemida, you didn't stand it up. Rameyer Machayev Bezek. Rameyer holds your Chayev in the Hezek. Vachomer and Potter. We didn't hold Machayev Yishmaim. Homo your Potter, because Potter didn't Machayev Yishmaim. I ain't there. The Sugya of Mafka Nezakov, Niska Pashaya. But you see again, another case, Potter didn't hold Machayev Yishmaim. So more just put down five cases where you have the same thing. So Rabbi Shua says there's only four. There's at least nine. So the Gemara, yeah, but there's other cases. In Mia Iketuba, the other cases, I'm 100% agree with you. But how do you speak? These four cases are special. They're special halacha teaching us those four cases. The Gemara goes through every single case. So these four cases, the chiddush would be, Ma'ud Tehme Dina Shemaim Na'am L'chayim, Shun Vim V'chayim V'dina Shemaim, Kamash V'lon Yechayim V'dina Shemaim. So Gemara explains, HaParetz Gedda Afrei Behemis Chaveiroi. When someone knocked down the shaky wall in front of the behemoth of his friend, the behemoth went out and got hurt. Ma'u de tema, kivin el mystery koi, since that wall is coming down anyway, ma of it, what did I do already? It was going to come down anyway. And the behemoth was going to get out anyway. What did I do? I just helped it out. Dinishvam nam el chayiv, kamash lo, no, you are chayiv. My stuff is still standing, and you caused it to come down, say chayiv. Dinishvam. Because the Maisa was a shaky wall. The wall is not chayef for. It was a shaky wall. The wall is not tzad yichayef for. The chayef for the behemah. The hezek of the behemah. So here we're saying chayef yishmaim for the hezek behemah. Or like a tayin, what do you mean? The behemah wasn't going to get out anyway. It's a shaky wall. So still yichayef. The wall was worthless. There's no chiv on the wall. Hakayef of kamasa shachaveri nami. What's the chiddush there? Ma'od tema leima mia v'idana da'asi ruach shenim metzuya. But also, by Kaif Kamas, you'll say, I didn't think there'll be a hurricane. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Kamas, you are Chayiv. Because the Maya said, you put this into the path of the fire. And the good was unexpected, but you did this. It's different for Chayiv Dinishmaim. But Rav Ashi, that says that the case was made a Tamun, so what's your excuse there that you shouldn't be Chayiv Dinishmaim? Rav Ashi, Damar Tamun. Remember, the case was for Rav Ashi, he smothered the Kalim, the Tua, whatever it was. And therefore, now the guy, the Bala Esh, is Potter, because Potter from Tom, but anything that's hidden. So you made it hidden, so you caused it to be Potter, so it should be Chayiv, then Shemayim is Pashut. Mar says, no, Ma'otema, no, Kisu, Kisisi, Nale. The guy says, what do you mean? I covered it because I wanted to save it. V'din and Shemayim, Nami, Leil Chayiv. And it shouldn't be Chayiv, V'din and Shemayim either. Kamash, lo, no. And to Vugin, the Farshim, the Taisus over here, that even if he's scavin l'toyva, he tells you, "Shloim, I feel in a scavin l'toyva, shloim mar l'sharif." He taka meant really l'toyva, because Tais is bothered. He says, "Here, oh look, I covered it." So who are you fooling? Why did you cover it? So he says, "Tais, no, he covered it because he wants to save the fire. He's still chayv di'ishmaim because he caused it to be tamen. He caused it to be tamen." Nami, what's the chiddush over there? When you hire false edim, why do you say like this? When I hired false edim, you chayev me. Those edim are big boys. Why? I didn't think they'd listen to me. Then it's a lie. Now, Tais points out a very important fact that it's true, this Divir Rav, Divir Shemayim, but here you pay them. Since you pay them, so you should expect them to listen to a certain extent, Divir Chayiv Divir Shemayim. But about if you just tell two Adim, say Adi Sheker, they go Adi Sheker, you're not Chayiv Divir Shemayim. There's no reason they should listen to you. You shouldn't expect them to listen to you. Here, because you paid them, so money ready. When money comes to money, it's different dinim ready. Yeah. So therefore, Yechayiv, Kamashon, Yechayiv, 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 Yechayiv. In the fourth case, by there it is the Chaver Ben Meidloi, Nami. Ma'otem Yemar, Dechi, Hava, Masadon, Alei, Hava, Moida. He said, when you ate Echad, so he said, you're telling me that if I would have came and said the ate Echad for your defense, so then the other guy would not have wanted to make a Shavua Shek, and you would have won. Maybe the guy would have made a Shavua Shek, because my aid wouldn't have helped anyways. Why should I be Chayiv? What is the Eidus? Have a Moida. Dilma, how do you know you're a Moida and not make a Shavuot? Dilma have a Shavuot Sheker. Maybe we'd have made a Shavuot Sheker. Or Dina Shemaim, Naim Lechayiv. Hashem Lechayiv, Dina Shemaim. Kamas Lon, you are Chayiv, Dina Shemaim. So that's the Chiddush of all four cases that you're Chayiv, Dina Shemaim. That's special about these four cases. Don't think more about it. It's in the Mishnah that if you closed up your Tzoyin, your animal, but Kerov in a proper way, and it went out Belaila, or Liston took it out. The loch is that, or Liston broke down the wall. The loch is that your potter, if it went out, it was mazik. Omar Rabba. But who, the case was difference of Belaila, what is that case? Omar Rabba, who's a chatra? It's your only potter if it dug under the kaisel. That's the oinus. Avaloi chatra, if it sounds like, let's say the wall fell down, then you chayiv. Avloi chater, my chayiv. Hey chidam, what's the case? Why should we chayiv if the wall came down? Ilim kaisel bari. If it's a strong wall, ki loy chatera, and my chayiv. When it did not dig under it, why you chayiv? My havlemem. What do you do? It's a good wall. The wall came down, but it's a good kaisel bari. Why is that my fault? Ella because ruua. Talking about a shaky wall. I was saying if it's a shaky wall, the wall comes down, then you chayiv because you didn't close it up karo. But chatera's potter. Break the gemara. If it's a kaisel ru'ua, see, even though it went out by einis l'maisa, but still, since it's a t'chlas of b'shir, it's v'chayiv. Ela b'kaisel ru'ua, ki chotra, my part of why if it digs under, I part of t'chlas of b'shir, v'seif v'bainis. Here it's t'chlas of b'shir, v'seif v'bainis. Who? How do you command them t'chlas of b'shir, v'bainis part of? Ela man t'chlas of b'shir, v'seif v'bainis is chayiv. If you hold that, starts with a b'shir, and ends with v'bainis is chayiv, my eklememis, why should you be potter even by chotra? It's a model shop. If it's a kaisel bari, so you potter both cases, if the wall came down. Teretz says, it was a kaisel ru'a. So why by chatra you potter? L'chayra, it's t'chilas of Shia, because the wall came down, so if it bainas. Now just stop over here. For those that remember, we had a Taisvis a few days ago, that on the base of my base, it was a Taisvis, that says that there's no t'chilas of Shia, v'soif e bainas, with Sunday's blood, t'chilas of Shia, v'soif e bainas, if it's not machmas the pshia. If the oinus comes in a whole different thing, there's no tchlas of pshia v'seif oinus. That's long Taisa says. So Taisa asks from this gemara here, the pshia was on the wall, and you dug under it. So they're not shaykh shalom. So Taisa's answer, if you look at Rashi closely, Rashi answers the question. Rashi says, going shechotro habehema v'apila kaisel. It dug under it, but the wall came down from this. And therefore, that's why it does have a shaykh, the two things, the pshia and the oinus. And the Baruch's kasha is, the lechayr here, Mamanav Shach, what's the case? He's saying, who's the chatra? What? No, he got it through the tongue, but the wall came down, and the wall also came down. He got it, once the wall came down, he got it easier. I'm saying, yeah. He was tunneling under, and it was no wall anymore. He didn't need the tunnel anymore. But like upon him, it had shaykhs to each other. So, it's shver. So, Ella, Vada, Mastisim, because of Bar, and therefore your potter. The wall fell down, your potter. If you didn't dig under it. So when's Rabba Negea? Rabba was said on the Sefer. It says in the Sefer, if you left this behemoth in the sun, even if you closed the fence well, Karo, but you left him in the sun, Or you must have the katan. Or you gave him over to chesed of the katan. V'yotzva zika. The lachay is yichay. Why? Because there, it's a psia. So I'm a rabba. Not only that, I feel a chatra. Even if this behema dug under the fence, in such a case yichay. Lo yom bayich lechatra the kula psia. That's pasud. If he didn't wasn't chatra, so it's definitely a psia because it's so hot. It just runs out of the wall. It runs out of the fence. That's pasuk yichay. I feel a chatra nami, which is a crazy thing. Maotema havelot chlasu p'shiyah sef vayinus. Maybe it's telling the shaila of chlasu p'shiyah sef vayinus. Kamaso the kula p'shiyah. It's all p'shiyah. Why? My taima. The amalei meida yadat. You should have chap the kibun the shavakta b'chama. Since you left it in the sun, kol tatzdeka the istol mebet avda of nafka. Once it's in the sun, it's in survival mode. And it'll get out any way possible, including chatra. So chatra is not a oinus anymore even. It's a pshia. Once you leave it in the sun, it'll get out anyway. It'll go underground to get out. And therefore, husha chatra will be chayi l'kuli ama, be kula pshia. If you left it in the sun, it'll be considered kulei b'pshia because any way it get out, it'll get out because it's in survival mode.